This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where warrior women who have been through absolute caca give you advice on how to get through yours. And today I am very pleased and excited to be here with Dr. Christina Bjorndal. Christina, welcome and thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Fantastic. Christina, I would love to ask you right up front to please, in a few sentences, introduce yourself. Tell us who you are, where you're from, and how you keep busy during the day.
Sure. So I am a naturopathic doctor. I'm in Edmonton, Alberta, and I keep busy during the day, mostly seeing my patients and managing my family life. Those are the main two priorities.
Awesome. Awesome. And Christina, as you know, this is a podcast by and for women who have been through a life-shattering, one or more life-shattering experiences. Would you please summarize what you went through and what was the worst part of it?
Mm-hmm. So I've had a lot of struggles with my mental health. And so I've been through an eating disorder, severe anxiety, depression, suicide attempts, and then also been labeled with or had experiences of psychosis, which left me with this diagnosis of bipolar disorder, type 1. So the worst part really for me was wearing the mask every day that I'm okay on the outside, but I'm not doing that great on the inside, and sort of really not being authentic and being left in a place where I was in stigma and shame around all of these health challenges that I was facing, in pretty much suffering in silence. And so that's what I've been through. And now I'm on the other side of that after learning to find different ways to handle these things over the last 35 years. And so now I like to stand in this place of hope and opportunity and healing for people who may be struggling with those conditions.
Christina, thank you so much for sharing what you have been through and the gap between what you're talking about, that gap between what's going on inside of you and what you're presenting on the outside. That sounds incredibly painful.
Mm-hmm. It's a very lonely journey, right? And it can be very isolating, and you are left often with these thoughts, and sometimes these thoughts don't lead you anywhere good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I hear that.
Yeah.
This really leads us into my next question, which is, it really takes a warrior, an incredible amount of strength, to get to the other side of even one of the difficulties and challenges that you mentioned. And you also said that you're on the other side of that, which brings such a smile to my face. What is the best thing, Christina, about being on that other side?
The best thing is basically that I'm now able to live my life with joy and enthusiasm, and to really provide that sense of possibility for other people. When you get labeled with these conditions, oftentimes you're not given this sense of hope that you can actually be rid of them, mm-hmm. that you're going to have these for the rest of your life, and your only option is to take whatever pharmaceutical A, B, C, or D, or all four of those, and that's your solution. And to me, that wasn't a solution. So, you know, now I live medication free and a very joyous, happy, balanced life. So, and I would love that for, there's so many people struggling, and I would love that for everyone. Yeah,
there are so many people struggling. That's true. And I love the fact that you are paying it forward. Not only that you're in this place of joy, it is becoming a theme on this podcast, where I've been through something, all of my guests have been through something just backbreakingly difficult, have gotten to the other side. And so many of them, if not all, are offering help and support to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It is really, really beautiful. So Christina, I'd love to ask you, who's another brave warrior or two like you? Someone you know, someone you admire, someone who may have been supportive to you, who's gone through something really difficult and gotten to that other side, somebody who might be an amazing guest on this podcast.
Sure. So, well, one person would be a dear friend of mine. Her name's Lisa Parrish. She's been through a lot and has also been a major, I'll call her like a soul sister for me. She's really been a lifeline for myself in my own journey to recovery. So that's one person. And another person that comes to mind is Lachlan Crawford. She's another naturopathic doctor who is pioneering the way into mental health and offering solutions for mental health challenges for people as well. So she's another really bright light, I think, as well.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for those recommendations. And I would love to reach out to them. So where we come now in our experience is the real nugget, the essence of this podcast, which is, Christina, what is one piece of advice, maybe two, that you would give to our listeners who are women who are going through something very challenging, if not traumatic, right now? How would you advise them to get to that other side?
Mm-hmm. I think, so one thing I would encourage people to do is to learn how to tune in to your own intuition or this sense of following your heart or your soul versus the egoic mind. And there's a simple little exercise that you can do, which is basically you just get quiet with your breath and just start to ask questions, like yes or no questions, and close your eyes so that we can get the ego out of the way and learn to just trust the answers that come and start building this muscle, so to speak, with small questions like, you know, brown rice or quinoa tonight, and learn to trust that. You don't want to necessarily jump in and start with, you know, should I leave my husband? But over time, you can build up to asking these bigger questions for yourself. Because a lot of people are living their life from the neck up, and you're just, and we're operating in the ego, which then leaves us stuck in this place of fear, often an indecision. And so we want to learn to trust these voices within, but that come from our soul or our spirit or our intuition, which is, it's there and it wants to guide you. But often we get stuck again, like I said, in the fear part. So if we can learn to differentiate between the two. The other piece of advice I would give, is there time to give that other piece of advice?
Gotcha, absolutely.
Okay. Yes. The other piece is learning to manage boundaries, because women, we are often saying yes when we really mean no. So learn to push the pause button if you can. Learn to say, hey, thanks for asking me. Can I get back to you on that? And then sit with your heart, like I just suggested, and ask, is this a yes or a no request for me? And if it's not 100% yes, then it is a no. And learn to set these boundaries, because we're depleting our energy in so many ways. So, and you know, our boundaries are being crossed all the time by our husbands, our children, our family, our mothers. And it's not that I'm saying to shirk your responsibilities, I'm not, but we can't be yes to everybody else and nothing to ourselves. So I think that's also really important. If we're going through something challenging, we need to have the resources for ourselves to be able to get through whatever it is we're getting through. And then the last piece I would say is to don't be afraid to reach out. I struggled for so long, for so many years, and most of the reason was because I was afraid to acknowledge or share that I needed help. And so I think there's a lot of strength in acknowledging where you are, and as Nikki just said, most of her guests are people who have gone through things. There's people out there on the other side who want to reach their hand across the crevice to you and pull you across. So take that hand.
Yes, there are so many people. I've had an overwhelming response to this podcast by women who have gone through something rough, and they are so willing to share their stories, and they want to help more than anything. They want to help other women. That's so true. Yeah. Christina, I love your advice so much. Number one, because I agree with it 7,000%. And number two, because it's so specific. It's not vague. It's okay, sit down with yourself and start asking different levels of questions. I love it. And thank you so much. And I know that there are women listeners who are going to benefit so much from it. And this brings us to a question, which is, since we are all about being epic on this podcast, Christina, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Oh my gosh. Well, my superpower would be love.
I have a feeling that you are already filled with that particular superpower. You've already got it, sister. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Christina, thank you so much for being my guest today. Where can we find you online?
So my website, so drchristinabjorndal.com, and then I'm on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I think those are the main places. So yeah, check. Yeah, feel free to reach out and just share this podcast with people. If you know someone who's depressed or anxious or maybe hiding an eating disorder, you know, it's helpful for people to know that there's ways and solutions to get through these things.
Indeed, it is incredibly helpful. So this is Nikki Bruno with Dr. Christina Bjorndal with the Epic Comeback Podcast. For more ideas on how to stage an epic comeback in your life after going through something life-shattering, please visit theepiccomeback.com.